Welcome to Cinema Three Way. Our angle this show is the ferocious American director Samuel Fuller. Our movies were The Naked Kiss, Underworld USA, and The Steel Helmet. There are very few people in the history of film who can boast of having a style that is more than just visual. The few that can are frequently so referenced they become their own genre. Alfred Hitchcock, for example, so explicitly put his stamp on his films, he gave birth to the term Hitchcockian. While no one has, as yet, coined the term Fulleresque, that I know of, it could be done, but unlike Hitchcock, there have been almost none since Fuller who have dared so regularly and consistently to sacrifice everything, profits, distribution, censorship, and every penalty, to tell the truth as they personally believed and experienced it to be, as Mr. Sam Fuller. Truth was everything to Samuel Fuller. He lived for it. He chased his whole life. He killed men in defense of it. He watched his friends die fighting for it, and he lost money staying true to it. And in the end, it was this devotion of his that cost him his career and ultimately made him leave the country he had believed in and fought for all his life. He lived out the remainder of his years in France, the mother of American liberty. The three films on this episode of Cinema Three Way we selected to represent this unsung giant of America's better angels. Those three films are Underworld USA, The Steel Helmet, and The Naked Kiss. Crime, war, and the fabric of American culture are our targets tonight, and Fuller is a very, very good shot. He got a Bronze Star for being one. He got a Purple Heart for not knowing when to duck. These three movies helped make him a legend, and one of them put him out of action for 16 years. To say that Samuel Fuller was an influential filmmaker among filmmakers would be a gross understatement. His acolytes, Martin Scorsese, Jean-Luc Godard, François Truffaut, John Milius, Tim Robbins, and Quentin Tarantino all point to his suicidal fearlessness in pursuit of the story. And having come up as a newspaper man on scandal sheets and tabloids from coast to coast, there was no amount of filth that he wouldn't wade through and drag his audience through to get at that truth. He didn't invite audiences into his pictures, he attacked them. He stormed them like he had stormed Normandy Beach with the Big Red One. He put our noses in our own shit, as Quentin Tarantino said. Fuller once said, "If your first scene doesn't give you a hard-on, throw the goddamn thing in the trash." Well, he never disappoints. A prostitute beats us with a purse. Giant shadows snuff out the life of a boy's father as he watches in a garbage-filled alley. A man rightfully dead rises again from under a bullet-torn steel helmet. I don't know if even today anyone has lived enough, wide enough, to tell the stories that Fuller told. I don't know if anyone could raise money to tell these stories. Fuller was not an independent. He was a friend of studio bosses like Daryl Zanuck and Harry Cohen. These titans let him tell his truth out of a sense of urgency, out of respect for Fuller's integrity, out of certainty of Fuller's skill in telling a story. They did so at their cost. Fuller films never made big money. Many lost money, but they were damn good movies. And even the biggest critics of the studio bosses have had to admit, at least they loved movies. They happen to like his movies, thank God, or the cinema of the entire world would be poorer and weaker and less truthful for his absence. Now I'd like to introduce my lovely co-host, Birsen Birdir, who comes to us from Istanbul, Turkey, a diehard movie fan with a decidedly different perspective. Birsen, welcome. Hoş geldin.
Hoş bulduk, Can. Your Turkish is getting better every day. It's nice. Well, yeah, as a 27-year-old Turkish girl, I watch a lot of movies. I would never call myself as a professional critic, but I've certainly seen enough to have some opinions about what's good and what's bad. When you approached me about doing this Cinema Three Way, I was a bit overwhelming, like, because who am I? Come on, who am I to judge the big directors? But when we give it a try and seeing three Sam Fuller movies at once, oh my God, what a shock. I don't know if I can say anything new that has never been said. I don't know if I'll have the words to fully express of how much I felt him. Like, I had known this 1950s American filmmaker for a long time. I don't know if I'll ever be able to express how much I respect him as an artist and as a human being. Well, Samuel Fuller was new to me, but his humanity, his storytelling, his dialogue blew my mind. His simplicity, his brave and unique techniques amazed me from the very first opening scene of The Naked Kiss. But I had completely missed him before this. By the time we completed three movies, his understanding of humanity had completely floored me. His characters are real, but fully respects them. No matter how low status or damaged or flawed they are, he shows us their third face. It is hard for me to express my deep appreciation for his understanding of the female soul. He really gets us. Like, he knows and feels how a woman thinks, speaks, and feels. As a young woman, his approach to the female world just tripled my love and admiration for him. I imagine him as this grumpy old man that teaches us what humanity really is, with his cigar in his mouth, the great storyteller in front of the fireplace where everyone is paying attention just to hear his magical words.
Well, that's an awesome summation, and I think you have already said plenty that really? No one else has said yet. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. So away we go. We're off to the movies. Cinema Three-Way.